From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Investigation into the California shooting continues. The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators is why the couple did what they did. President Obama on Thursday.
Our expectation is that this may take some time before we're able to sort it all through. There may be mixed motives involved in this, which makes the investigation more complicated.
Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training center where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. 18-year-old Rahiman Ali says he knew Farooq and that they attended the same mosque together.
I was very sad and I said, you know, how is this possible for a brother, a really nice brother like him, to, you know, go out there, kill innocent people for no reason? Okay, sure, you might have had, you know, some disagreements with somebody. You might have got an army. What does that have to do with you killing him and taking his life away?
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Western powers are urging the UN Security Council to hold a fresh meeting on human rights abuses in North Korea, which is accused of carrying out some of the world's worst atrocities. The U.S. and eight of its allies requested the meeting, according to a statement issued late Thursday by a spokesperson for Washington's mission to the UN. The Security Council last year added the issue of North Korean human rights to its agenda over the objections of permanent members China and Russia. North Korea denies carrying out human rights abuses. This is VOA News. Fighting was reported.